Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Passion. Feeling. Something, it's really important to you. In Arabic, old Arabic, kul hamiyya. When you have really passion for something. When you really get something really desirable, full of responsibility, something you really ache for it or you want it so bad, okay? Something matter to you, this generate what called passion. This passion generate unbelievable will and desire to be. And this Islamically, it should be for Allah. For Allah wa Rasulu wa al-Mu'mineen and the Ummah. What happened if our passion driving from dunya perspective, from desire perspective, from dunya understanding, now this is becoming jahiliyyah. I have passion for games, for soccer game, football game. I have passion for this area. You see, we become jahiliyyah. And tribalism. And this is completely, if you read the last sermon of Rasulullah son, he said, finished, no more. You see, when I put one race above the another race, all this in Islam is not accepted. If you ever watch in the last 5 years, Umar radiallahu anhu episode, you will find out all the companion has one thing in common, all of them. Passion for Islam, for mu'mineen, for good deed, for elevate the deen of Allah, unbelievable passion. When it comes to individual life, let it go. It's not a big deal. Because he understood very well what it means. What it means to reach the level of passion and feeling and desire and something matter to you. And Muslim has a duty. Duty is not optional. No, duty, responsibility. The number one passion should be for Allah, for the name of Allah, for the deen of Allah, for hidayah, for the rahmah of Allah, for spreading the message. In every aspect. Second passion, to do what Allah loves. To care about the needy, the orphan, the widow, the injustice in earth. Again, all this duty is not option. Third, the passion to be united, to be good to each other, to support each other. Two, again, to elevate the message. What happens if all this passion and will and desire, we convert it to me, to philosophy, to ideology? According to the news, according to whatever, now this becomes jahiliyyah, big time. And Rasulullah SAW in many authentic hadith, whoever die in the state like that, he die in the state of jahiliyyah, not Islam. Even one hadith, the man said, Ya Rasulullah, even if he do jihad, even if he do hajj, if he do fasting, if he do salah. And believe it or not, this hadith belongs to, okay, unity. If we divided, Allah will not look at us. If we bickering with each other, Allah will not look at us. If our passion becoming because some ideology, and I stood for it, how dare you talk like that? And we do not have even patience to listen to each other, to be united. It's happening right now. It's happening right now in the Ummah. Every condition happen, we become divided, everybody like his idea, and the another one cannot even talk. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And all of a sudden, the principle between us, the love of Allah, the respect for each other, the respect for the elder, that anything is gone. It's gone. Just because one passion of something, and is not for Allah. Imagine. And it's not for Allah. is not purely to Allah, is not according to Allah wa Rasulullah. What happened if I die in this state? What happened if the angel write it against me? And this becoming a state of shirk and zulm to myself and the ummah and society. This topic is big. I'm watching it. Black life matter. MashaAllah. There's nothing wrong with that. We support that. But to the point, we become so passionate about it. Above everything else in Islam, Islam is gone. And the topic is Black Life Matter, day and night, day and night, day and night. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And all the duty between us and Allah is gone. Actually, it's not gone. I'm wrong. It never was exist. We're living in a hollow state to the point we're waiting for someone to fill up our hollow state, our negligent state, our heedlessness state, our nafsi. Or gone with the wind. Or and that's it. We have no principle. We have no principle, we're living with it and for it. We have no consistent passion. What's the Christianity? Christianity is passion for the Christ. What is a Muslim? Passion for Islam, for Allah, for the duty, for Hidayah, for the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful, this big topic. I'm watching it. It pop once in a while. And we have to wait for something happen to pop. Meaning I never live with it. I'm not living for it. We popping. Popping like popcorn, that's it. Once you put the fire on, the popcorn settles down. That's it. وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We'll become an ummah like just a bunch of scum. Weak, fatigue. And all the nation would be around us, eat us like bride, like in a piece of meat. And when they ask Ya Rasulullah, why? Are we little at this time? He said, no. We are too much. But غُثَاءَكَ غُثَاءَ السَّيْلِ. Like a scum over the ocean. They said, why? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yanza' al-mahaba min qulub a'da'ikum. Allah will snatch the dignity of the shis of your enemy and fill your heart with wahan, weakness and defeat. This is why, Ya Rasulullah. He said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةِ الْمَوْتِ. Loving dunya and hate to die. May Allah forgive me. May Allah forgive you. We live in it now. We're living like that. Justice come. Unity? No. Loving each other? No. Respect each other? No. United for any good goal? No. Willing and waiting for any incidents and we become divided and argue and this and that? Yes. Imagine. And all of a sudden, our beautiful bond can be broken just because I have some passion for something. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, it hurt me. It hurt me. It hurt me to live this era. I wish to see the same passion for Allah, for the deen of Allah, for one goal, and we keep passion about it. Because if you're not passionate about a goal for Allah, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? Read this topic. Read it. Read the topic about jahiliyyah and ignorance and heedlessness. Allahumma inni ballagat, Allahumma fashhad. Allahumma inni ballagat, Allahumma fashhad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.